Simple, cheap GeoIP API using Netlify Edge functions. Need to look up a user's approximate location based on their IP address? Don't want to opt for a third-party GeoIP service or integrate it into your backend? Turns out that Netlify makes it super easy to set up a simple GeoIP service for yourself. If you just want the code, you can find the repo at github.com/acudio, that's A-C-C-U-D-I-O, /netlify-geoip, and a demo at acudio, A-C-C-U-D-I-O, -geoip.netlify.app. You can fork that repository and deploy it to your own Netlify account to use yourself. I have also published a very similar post, almost identical to be honest, it's mostly copied, about how to do the same with Vercel. Read on for a deeper explanation, or I guess listen on for a deeper explanation, and let me know if you have any thoughts or issues. Background. For a couple projects I'm currently working on, recently I had need for a geolocation API. Nothing too major, just getting users very rough location based on their IP address to tailor their default experience of language, currency, or laws. There are a ton of geolocation API services, with various pricing, trustworthiness, and privacy or tracking policies. I looked at a few, but the per lookup pricing and lack of certainty around trusting a third party with our users' IP addresses was a bit of a deterrent. Netlify and geolocation. If you haven't heard of Netlify before, it's a hosting company that specializes in Jamstack sites. I use it for this website and a lot of my personal projects, and it's a great platform for static sites, JavaScript-based frameworks, and serverless or edge functions. It's the serverless and edge functions that are the key to this setup. Serverless and edge functions allow us to run a Node.js script on every request, responding dynamically. Serverless functions run on centralized servers, they're pretty badly named. Edge functions are a bit more restrictive and run directly on the CDN nodes, allowing for a potentially faster or lighter response. These functions can be combined with Netlify's context object for geolocation information. We can send that data back on the request in a JSON format and then use that within our front-end JavaScript. The code. For my own later reference, and potentially yours, I'm going through the full process of setting up a simple edge function on Netlify. 1. Initializing and installing Netlify CLI. First, we need to initialize our repo, npm project, and install the Netlify CLI for local development. There's a few bash commands here. We've got make dir netlify GOP and cd netlify GOP, git init, npm init hyphen y, npm install netlify-cli-g. 2. Trying out an edge function. In Netlify projects, edge functions are placed within the netlify/edge functions directory by default, so let's create a netlify/edge functions/geoip.js file. Within it, we're going to put the very basics of an edge function that has a text response and specify Netlify should serve it as the root request slash. So there's a JavaScript snippet here with some comments. I'm going to skip over the comments. First line is export const config equals an object. Path is the string slash. Then below that, we have export default, and it's an arrow function. And then within that, new response, capital R, and that's a function, hello world. To test our function, we can run Netlify dev to run the Netlify development server. Now, if you visit the dev URL in your browser, it's probably localhost, colon 8888 for the port, you should see hello world. 3, the geolocation bit. Now let's amend our geoip.js file to include the geolocation bits. So this is the same file as previously. Whereas previously we had export default and then an arrow function, that's now export default async and then an arrow function with the parameters request and context. Within that, we have return response, capital R, dot JSON, and then that's a method which accepts an object. Within that, we have dot 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 context.geo to destructure the geo. And then also IP is context.ip. Once again, we can test this with Netlify dev. You may need to restart the development server to get the latest changes. If you visit the preview URL, you'll get the location data and your IP address in a JSON format. Neat. 4. Cross-origin resource sharing. If we try to call this on a different website with JavaScript, we're going to run into CORS issues. CORS, cross-origin resource sharing, is a way browsers prevent websites from using a browser to access content they shouldn't have access to, like resources from a local network. This means, as things currently stand, a browser won't let us access the content from an API request with fetch. To allow us to use the API within JavaScript in a browser, we need to tell the browser to allow CORS. We can do this by adding some HTTP headers via the second argument of response.json. So, same code example as previous. Response.json now has a second argument, which is an object, which has a headers parameter, which also is an object. And then within that, there is access control allow origin, all hyphenated as the key, and then that equals the star symbol. And then access control allow methods, and then get, comma, options. You could be more specific with your CORS headers, but for a simple API like ours, this will do fine. These two lines allow all origins to access the API, and only the get and options methods. That is one thing to note, however. The access control allow origin header allows all origins to make a request to the API. In most cases, that might be okay, but you may want to prevent other sites from using your API, especially if you start hitting Netlify's usage limits. You can whitelist a single origin by adding it to the access control allow origin header instead of star. For multiple origins, you could also dynamically read the origin header on requests and use that to allow or disallow a request. I haven't run into that problem yet though, so consider that a further exercise for the reader. 5. Deploy and test. We can deploy the API to Netlify with Netlify deploy --prod --build, or link the project via the Netlify website to a Git repo on GitHub, GitLab, or similar. Now access the API or your Netlify URL, for example, for my case, acudio-goip.netlify.app, and there we go. This is the result I get when visiting that URL, IP obfuscated for privacy. It's a JSON object, there's the city parameter, which in this case says Newbury, country, which returns a object, and within country there is code, GB, and name, United Kingdom. We then have subdivision as an object outside of the country, which is an object, code, ENG, all in capitals, and name, England. We then have time zone, Europe/London, latitude, 51 point blah blah blah, longitude, -1 point blah blah blah, and IP, which in this case I've blanked out. It's definitely not perfect. To start with, I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, not Newbury, England. City and subdivision should maybe be taken with a pinch of salt, but that's something I run into with GeoIP systems all over the web, so it's clearly not just Netlify. Interestingly, my Vercel post had similar but slightly different results there. For the purposes of country, though, it's very accurate. In the cases of US, I found that the subdivision is very accurate to the state, and the city and city is a bit less helpful, subdivision a bit less helpful in certain countries, but still may be helpful to set a default that a user can later change. 6. Using the API within JavaScript. We can use this within JavaScript on another website like so, but keep in mind you may need to switch from using await to .then depending on your setup. So I've got another JavaScript snippet with const georequest equals await, then the fetch function, which fetches HTTPS, acudio-goip.netlify.app, then const geo equals await georequest.json, and then console.log geo.country.code.